Proclamation number 2178 of December 7, 1941. Struggling for souls in the afterlife. God's mercy. In eternity, it is impossible for the spiritual being to remain in the same state, for even if the being is condemned to inactivity as a result of its imperfection and is therefore without strength and remains without supply of strength, this lack of strength will have an effect after a longer or shorter period of time, and indeed in such a way that either the being hardens itself, thus distances itself further and further from God, or tries to improve its situation through loving activity in the beyond. The state of inactivity can indeed last an infinitely long time, and for people this time would be a concept of eternity, yet the soul will not remain eternally enchained in this situation. There is a constant struggle for such a soul on the part of the beings of light as well as on the part of the darkness. In most cases the power and strength of the beings of light is more effective, but the battle for many souls is extremely difficult because the beings of light cannot force the will of the beings, but this is more inclined towards the dark power. However, the will of a soul condemned to inactivity only becomes active when the state seems unbearable to it. Thus the desire for a different state first has to awaken in the soul before it is accessible to the endeavors of the beings of light. And this often takes an infinitely long time. However, as long as the being remains in the same state, i.e., the will is too weak for the being to decide to change its situation, it is not yet hopeless to influence the soul, which the beings of light always and constantly try to do. Only when the opposing forces exert their influence in such a way that the being falls prey to them, then a guidance upwards becomes more and more hopeless, although even then God's love and favor does not stop and His mercy also descends into the deepest depths to bring up what wants to accept His love and mercy. Salvation is always possible, and a light will always shine for the being in a flash which points upwards, and the slightest will for light attracts willing forces which enable the being to ascend, for everything perfect in the beyond is redemptively active and tries to fetch the souls out of darkness up to the light. Amen.